Radiant Pole Posturing. This is Maris. How can I help you?
Hey, Marisol. It's Amy Nelson with Local Splash. How are you?
Hey, Amy. How are you?
I'm okay. I'm losing my voice a little bit, but other than that, I'm all right. How about you?
Pretty good. Hey, I got a call today from some girl saying that the Google leads are ready to go on, but she was going down the list.
Mm-hmm.
Everything she was telling me is stuff that we don't do. And I try to explain to her that's the same problem I have with Angie's leads.
Mm-hmm.
Is because they got me categorized in these things that I don't do, and people call for those services, and because they're somehow listed or connected to my account, I still get charged for that lead, even
yeah.
though I don't perform the service. So
mm-hmm.
I don't want to give $1,700 a month for something
right.
that I can't even, you know, because out of the list of 7 or 8, it was only like 2 of them on there.
Right,
so
you're only going to get calls for the ones that you actually provide, because we only list you for those services. We don't list you for all of the other ones. That's why she was going through the list with you, because
mm-hmm.
when you're qualified for pool contractor, it's qualified for all of their subcategories, like keywords, right? So
mm-hmm.
under pool contractor, because you may not offer all of those services, but a guy, you know, 30 miles away may offer those services however, that's how Google qualifies them. So you get approved for the pool contractor vertical, and then you choose the words based on the subcategory. So you don't have to offer all of those. You won't get calls for the ones that you don't offer, in fact, because your company won't come up as an option for the ones that you don't provide services for. So for example, I know that you guys aren't doing commercial projects, right?
Correct.
Right, so you're not even going to come up for that, okay?
Mm-hmm.
I know that you guys are offering the remodeling for the renovations. You're offering also for the plastering and the resurfacing, correct?
Correct.
Correct. So the other keywords that you're not offering for, then I'm sorry if she wasn't clear or if it was confusing to you in any way. That is not the intention at all. But you're only going to come up for the keyword services that you actually provide. You won't get charged for the other ones. Now, if you ever did, it does not happen, okay, but if you ever did, the call is recorded. And if it's not a service that's listed on your service profile, because we won't list it on there if you don't offer it, Marisol, and
mm-hmm.
you decline the job because it's not something that you offer, then, A, you would not be charged for it, because AI is listening to each one of those phone calls and automatically discounts that. But also, if something slipped through the cracks, you have access to that call recording. So do we, and we dispute it immediately with Google and get the money back on it. There's no problem with that. But I'm telling you, we don't have that issue happen, because we don't even list you for the keywords that you're not providing.
Okay. Well, I mean, I just want to make sure, because
absolutely.
You know, my experience with Angie's List is horrible right now, because of the word pool, just a
mm-hmm.
simple word pool,
mm-hmm.
anything that has to do with pool, because Google or AI cannot, their response to me is saying
mm-hmm.
Google doesn't know the difference between a fiberglass pool and a gunite pool and an above ground pool.
Mm-hmm.
Do you see what
right.
I'm saying?
Right.
So
but
that's
Angie's List excuse for charging you. That's not the actual facts, but I understand your hesitancy. I completely get that. And you and I had gone over this before when we first started this application
mm-hmm.
process for you. And I gave you that peace of mind that you were making a right decision by going with Google Guarantee, because it's going to give you better options that are more tailored to the services you actually are providing.
Okay. Can you go over that list with me then?
Of course. It's my pleasure. So the first one is jetted lap pools.
Jetted lap pool?
LAP.
So that's like an above ground pool. So that's a no.
Oh, that's a no. Okay, pool construction.
There's got to be a narrative to that, because there's so much to pool construction. Is it like for new construction, or is it remodel construction?
Well, remodel is a little bit further down. The renovation is a little bit further down. So this one is for new pool construction.
Okay, so then that's a no.
Okay. And then commercial projects is a no, right?
No. Mm-hmm.
Custom design for pools. Custom designing the pools.
So is that for new construction or remodel?
I'm going to say that it probably could be for both. It's not going to necessarily give you one or the other.
So that's a no. Just no
okay.
For that.
What about, so the renovation is a yes, correct?
Correct.
Right. So, and then are we doing any crack repairs?
No.
Okay, repairing tile?
Yes.
Resurfacing?
Yes.
Water features?
Yes.
Okay, hold on. Pool and hot tub equipment?
No, Gable?
No.
You want to say yes? Hold on, give me a second.
Oh, yeah, take your time.
Yeah, no, that's a no.
No. Spa and hot tub installation?
No.
Okay. All right. So the four services that you guys, and then you'll come up for other for the plastering. Okay. Now with this, these are the services that are going to be listed on your Google Guarantee service profile. So you're not going to get calls for the services that you're not providing. All right.
Okay.
This is going to make sure of that. And again, you will have access to every single call recording through the Local Splash Call app in order to ensure that you're getting the proper type of calls coming directly to you.
Okay.
Okay.
And I have one more question for you that I've noticed ever since we started this call.
Uh-huh.
So like previous customers that I've remodeled a year or 3 months ago or 6 months ago, let's just say,
mm-hmm.
Now when they try to reach me out for a question regarding their previous remodel, mm-hmm. Now they're showing up as Local Splash customers.
If so, they're calling you through the call tracking section on your, which you have call tracking included with your package, then all mm-hmm. the calls that are coming through that call tracking number are going to come up under the call list. Yes. It
okay,
is going to
so
come up because they're calling through the call tracking system.
Okay. So let's say my customer, like for example, I have this one customer and I've noticed, I mean, she's calling me because we've been going back and forth with her. Her pool got remodeled already. So every time she calls me, it says Local Splash. So I'm assuming it's a new customer, but then it turns mm-hmm. out to be her.
Mm-hmm.
And she's asking me questions about her pool and what mm-hmm. does she need to do now and what about mm-hmm. this service, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Am I going to be charged every time she calls me?
Because the number that comes up in the Google Guaranteed section is completely mm-hmm. different. And that's specific to the Google call tracking for this. So that's a great question. So let me explain it to you like this. Okay, when somebody does a by name search for you, so when they're looking specifically for your company, Radiant Pool Plastering and Remodeling, and they go to Google and they punch that in, right? And then they
mm-hmm.
click the Google mobile click to call. That's coming from your Google business profile or directly from the website. It's not coming from the Google Guarantee. They can't find you by name in the Google Guaranteed section unless they go into the Google Guaranteed section and scan it physically. They can't do a typing search and find you that way and call you from that section like that. They have to actually go into the Google Guaranteed section and call you directly from that ad. And if it's already a current client, which, I mean, I have never experienced that happening because the number that you're assigned for the Google Guarantee is a rotating number. It's not always going to be the same number, so people can't call and spend your money like that. It's an added form of protection for you. So it's not, say it ends in, you know, 7777 for the first week. The next week when the ad is on, it may end in 7567. It's not always going to end in the same number, so people can't call and spend your ad out, number one. It's to protect you. But also, they're not going to be able to find you in the Google Guaranteed section by just typing in your business name and you pop up there for them to call you from that section.
Okay.
Okay?
Okay. I just wanted to make sure because every time she calls, I get excited saying, oh, we got a customer
right.
calling us. And it's, you know, like, oh, you know, little petty stuff that
mm-hmm.
she's wanting extra information on. So I'm like thinking, well, is this going to happen?
And mm-hmm.
she continues, and I'm going to get charged $100 every time she calls.
No.
So she's using that link.
No.
You know, I assumed it was one link, but now you explained that there's going to be two, the number that you guys are sending me now through Local/, that's your end, and the other one's going to be through Google, correct?
Correct. Exactly. You've got it exactly. That's exactly how it's going to be. She's not going to be able to contact you. She would have to go to great lengths and go into the Google Guaranteed section, and go in and find that. And your ad would have to be on in that moment in order for her to connect with you through the Google Guarantee app.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
So, Arely needs to finish up the process with you for the verification to go ahead and get everything squared away. Are you available for her to call you now and finish up that process?
So is she going to question me again on
Nope, I've let her know the keywords already.
Okay. All right. Then, yes, I can go
okay.
with her.
All right.
I do have one for you, Amy. Hold on.
Okay.
So let's just say we're on for the first month, and I get 3 leads.
Mm-hmm.
At the end of the month, when the month renews on the first again, are you guys just going to charge the difference
no.
from the $1,700, or you're going to charge $1,700 again?
No, it's not a $1,700 charge again. That's only the first time activation budget. And you have the ability to pause it as well. So after the 3 leads, say you're booked and you want to pause it, the budget can stay where it's at. If you choose to replenish the budget back up to $1,700, then you have the option to do that. But it's not an automatic monthly charge, no.
Okay. All right, then. Yeah,
okay.
We can have the other lady call me back.
All right. Perfect. She's going to be calling you here in just a few minutes. And do you have my direct extension line?
No, I do not. If I could please have it.
Absolutely. So the phone number is 877-635-6225.
Okay.
6225.
All right.
And my extension is 224, Amy Nelson.
All right. Thank you
okay.
so much.
You're so welcome. All right. We'll talk to you soon, Marisol. You have a great day.
You too.
Okay.
Thank you.
Bye.
Bye-bye.